3 o'clock, good to have you with us. Yes, we will mix in some Tiger talk, but we have people who want to talk about what we opened with. So out of respect, we'll get back to them. If you're just joining, here's your Cliff Notes. Sonny Dykes was asked about the Michigan cheating, again, at Big 12 Media Day. Sonny Dykes gave his answer. Connor Stallions went ham on social media. And I'm not going to reread the whole thing, but the highlights are basically, I know everything, except it has no impact. There were some games I 99% of the time gave the play, other games zero. He's all over the place. And David, when we walked into work, David's had enough of Connor Stallions. I want to understand the difference of the following. A, real people, Michigan fans I know, right? Friends, even just acquaintances. They're all tired of Connor Stallions, and they're tired of the story, and they just want their punishment and go from there. Social media, as Kenny has highlighted, Connor Stallions is a bit of a hero. Which side are you on with this? Because it's very bizarre to me. If I were a Michigan fan, I'd want this guy to live in like Angola and just never be seen again. Just stop. Because again, what he's doing is, and the NCAA is going to, whatever they decide to do, I have no idea. I'm not in the business of that prediction. I don't believe in them. But he's out here on social media basically admitting to the cheating. He's admitting to what it is, but then in the same breath, he tries to devalue it. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's meaningless, why was it so funded? Why were you sending people to every game on the planet? Which is it, dude? It's just, again, he's a narcissist. I do think he's an unstable human. And Rico, you said it best. He can't handle the idea someone outsmarted him.
He can't handle the idea of somebody outsmarted him, and he can't handle the idea that he can't get his flowers yet. Like, it was because of him. He just needs somebody to acknowledge, yes, if it wasn't for your expertise in sign stealing or code breaking or whatever term you want to use, that's what he's looking for. And that's why he keeps coming back and keeps popping back out, because every time somebody says something, it's like, no, it worked. Okay, it worked, and we got a title because of that. So somebody acknowledge me. But they're not.
So people, I just want to know what side of it you're on. We'll get to the ticket text later. We obviously can rap about the Tigers a little bit. Nothing groundbreaking. No one's freaked out. Yes, they lost a couple ball games in a row. Woo! Let's go to Matt on a cell, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, pal?
Good afternoon.
Matthew.
To all of you. Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. What's up?
Good afternoon. So when I read that stupid thing that he posted, it made me think of Billy Madison, the speech that the guy gave where he said one of the stupidest things you've ever heard, and everyone's now dumber having to listen to it.
Yes.
I just wish he would go away.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're not even relevant anymore. Go away.
Why is it some part of the fan base deifies him, Matt? What am I missing there?
Deifies, like hails him as a hero?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Because that's the U of M cult, man. Go green.
I can't even muster the words. MSU's got to learn to score the touchdown play a few more times. But no, it's a weird thing, because all he's done, and this is there's always this weird flex. All he did is bring shame upon you. The biggest thing Michigan had going for them was, we don't cheat. We don't do what the SEC schools do. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm fine if you're willing to cash in those chips. But this is the guy that did it, and not a lot of fans are good with that. But yet online, he's turned into a hero. That's all.
Yeah, because he delivered something that Michigan hasn't had in a long time, just a flat-out, outright championship since, 97 it was split, but this was theirs, and he gave it to you. He hand-delivered it. He made sure that everybody knew what it was. But the thing that always gets me is how the story just keeps changing to he was a low-level assistant to who? Connor? What?
Well, again. I mean,
it was a lone gunman. To now, there's photos of, you know, I was never on the sideline of CMU. There you are. Well, you know what? And there you are standing next to the coach. And there you are doing signals. And then all the coordinators and the coaches are mimicking your signals and relaying them to the players. Like, we see this, but we're told not to believe any of the stuff that we see.
Yeah, but and again, look. I just wish the punishment would happen because this is beyond the story itself is done. I just need to know what happens. For me, Rico, I approach it nothing will happen because I just think the NCAA is a bunch of feckless losers. But
see, I'm with you. I initially was with you, Mike, except for the problem is if the NCAA does absolutely nothing.
Well, everybody just cheat their ass off.
You've now made it just open season. And all you need to do, instead of paying NIL, is just have a collective for whatever fine you have to pay.
Oh, I like that.
And that's how much your trophy will cost you.
A little slush fund. Pretty much. I dig it. Let's go to David, 97.1. David, what's going on?
Not bad, guys. How you doing?
Good, hey, David. What's up?
There's so many avenues and so many directions I can go with this topic. And I, obviously, living down here in Ohio, have had to deal with it plenty. And since the topic got brought up many moons ago, yeah, during the national championship season. So my part of it, and you kind of brought it up before the last break, before you went to football and today, and it reigns true even to this side. And unfortunately, in the life we live today, politics and sports seem to keep crossing paths left and right, left and right. And just amongst each other. And what do I mean by that? Just like the Epstein files, I don't think we're ever going to truly understand or know what really happened with Connor Stallions and Michigan football in 2023. I'm with David. I want him to go away. I want him to be shot to the moon. but I also, I'm 43 years old, and things just don't make sense on the other side of the topic as well. I have a problem with it as a whole. I meet everybody halfway, and I have never argued anyone on the fact that he sent people to games to videotape with their phones and yada, yada, yada. I've never argued that fact. The problem I have, and I've also not argued the Central Michigan aspect of it. Problem number one I have. So he agrees to leave. Why has Michigan never talked to him?
What do you mean? Just so I understand.
Michigan has never talked to the man from the day. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand how the AD, how the coaches, and they have all of this great rapport, and they have all of this great correlation, and they're all together, they're all doing the same thing, yet the guy Lee gets fired, and he didn't get fired,
he resigned, which no, is another.
Right. He, but, quote unquote, I put it in quotations.
No, I got you, blah, brother. Blah, can I offer you an answer? I'll offer you my theory. You can shoot it down. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this. It's not in an authoritative manner. I think the reason haven't is they can't. They were all in bed with him. Every assistant benefited. Okay. Everyone was accessing the documents. There are multiple videos and pictures and the laminates and the hand gestures. David, I don't think they can.
Okay, so that peels back the other part of the onion. Now I go back to Michigan State side and everybody else's side of this. Okay, so if you want to, as Michigan, claim that you are as innocent as you are and that he had nothing to do with the reason why they won the national championship, but you also, out of the same side of the other side of your mouth, want Michigan fans to believe he's just this lower staffer who had nothing to do with this. So if I'm supposed to believe this as a Michigan fan, how do you not talk to the man to know what he did?
Right. Well, and again, remember something.
Get our story straight.
Well, remember something.
Right there.
Go.
No, exactly what he said. That story keeps changing, David. I'm with you. It's like, can we just come up with one thing and we can then move on? But you keep hearing every time he speaks, Something new comes out.
Well, and again,
and that's what I mean. Like,
David, just, you talk about ahead, peeling. No, you're good, brother. It's just you talk about peeling the onion back. And look at, what is it, 13 staffers have either been show-caused, fired, or moved on. There's a distinct reason for it. And I mean, even Sherrone, it felt like Sherrone was going to be the fall guy. He's a repeat violator. And now there's six level ones on the program. He deleted the text messages. You had Patridge telling kids how to answer the NCAA. You had Connor taking evidence out of the football bill. I mean, David, look, I mean, it doesn't take CSI to start to add things up. I mean, you want to understand reality. The reality is it was a broad-based cheating scandal. The lone wolf theory dies in the opening moments of this because a lone wolf, low-level, nobody, nothing burger, does not have access to the headset of the head coach, OC, and DC by whispering in their ear. There are videos of Harbaugh taking his headset off to hear Connor Stallions. I've worked a sideline. Rico's worked sidelines. No low-level staffer is getting within 50 feet of a coach, and if they are, they would have their head taken off for interrupting anything.
Oh, yeah. It better be, coach, we got bad news about somebody in your family.
Right.
And you need to take this phone call.
Coach, don't kill me. Known as dead.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because other than that, yeah. They're
your
dialed
wife's
in
water broke. Time to go.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Other than that, yeah, if you're not a part of the crew, yeah, what are you doing on headsets?
My whole thing is,
how did you get on headset? Who are you, son? Who is this voice?
Deal is, if I'm a Michigan fan, I don't want to hear from Stallions no more. This weekend, that's embarrassing. But I can't answer David's questions fully. I can offer you a theory. But every step of the way, it just points to everybody was involved. Mm-hmm. And I know Roger Goodell probably won't do it, but you can go back. Ian Rappaport wrote a piece on it. The NFL will not offer safe harbor for cheaters in college. Jim Harbaugh should be suspended.
Right.
Now, will he?
No,
probably not. But again,
they need that team in LA to flourish.
But and again, that's the dishonesty of the world, which is simple to me. You'll never sell me Harbaugh didn't know. That's outrageous. Mm-hmm. Coaches know what their players ate last night. They know who their players slept with. Mm-hmm. They know their favorite cereal. They know what car they drive.
Especially as somebody who is so hands-on, correct, like Jim Harbaugh.
Correct. Yeah. But that's not the point of the topic. I'm just answering David's question. We'll get back to the point next, which is when you hear Connor Stallions in the news again, what's your reaction?